Okay, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we had, you know, sort of dealt with the introduction to this question of tefillin, and the Ravid's objections to the Rambam. He says, I understand if he paskins like Reb Meir, or he paskins like Reb Yehuda, right? And tefillin isn't included. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's not just tefillin, but hu adin lulav, tzitzis, etc. So why is he limiting it to tefillin? Later on in the piece, the Ravid says, okay, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is really moda about davrish achaydam el donokari shigas ochatas, but that's not going to help us with lulav and the others. So what basically all of the Migdalos and the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, they all explain that if you look carefully in the Gemara, Meshita Rabbi Yehuda is actually explained by Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yishaya, and ochayav el davrish shikar midavri Torah, perusha midavri seifam yesh lehosiv yimosiv goreya, that Rabbi Yehuda is not just saying, you know, tefillin sort of in a vacuum, but it needs to meet certain criteria. Tefillin is uperusha midere sofrim. It's not clear in the chumash what exactly the way of practicing it. V'yesh lahosif, right? And there's a possibility about tosif, as there's another mitzvah. See, mosif goreya, as the Rambam said, and once you add that bias chamishis, you're blocking the totafos, which have to be Boaz, Pnei, Avir, the four batim. Okay, very good. So the Migdalos writes that, and the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah also have a very similar idea. But the Or Sameach, elevates the discussion because he says, well, okay, I mean, that's true that you have this criterion of Ikar Midere Torah, Perusha Midere Sofer, Meinan Wela Tefillin, but he says there's more to it. If a person wants to think more deeply about it. There's a rhyme and there's a reason. Right, tefillin is one of those areas where everything is a halach l'moshe misina. We just have no idea how to practice it. Haomer in tefillin shafilu stuma, but kazo im okra pater bidin amre rakhay bidin abikores etc. Shacholik al before some is rekabalos darim before some in olatoa akshus mocho uzdan libo baros. So the Or Sameach wants to say that tefillin is really ripe for this kind of machlokas because we virtually know nothing about it. Everything is halacha l'moshe misinai, right? The words themselves, where we put them, the order of the parashios v'chulei. So there's a rhyme to this reason of ikara midere tov perusha midere sofrim. Right, it's a very vulnerable institution. So I just wanted to add one piece to that, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, the Rambam says it's really eight mitzvahs saseh, but actually, it's really more than that. The Gemara there talks about is a karkaf to the manach tefillin, poshe Yisrael begufan, right, that tefillin is actually a referendum on a person's general attachment to Torah. It comes in the pasuk itself. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. So is it any surprise? I'm just building off of the Or Sameach. Is it any surprise that the mitzvah say, even if it's not formally davrish chayim nozun ukari shigesu chatas, but the one mitzvah say that we're primarily concerned about, even if it doesn't rise to the level, is one which really is chamor, which reflects, our commitment to Torah, right? The Gemara says, "Is a tola as tefilah." So, if the whole idea of zaken mamre is really the idea of Torah achas nasi shtei toros, if there was one single mitzvah that is endemic or symbolic of Torah in general, it's obviously the mitzvah of tefillin. That's why somebody doesn't wear tefillin is a poshe yisrael begufan. It's like he's alienated from Torah. So, machlokas about tefillin is actually a much more fundamental machlokas. It's not just a machlokas about tefillin. So the Or Sameach says, yeah, it's because we know so little about it, and it's ripe for that kind of an issue. I'm building off of that and say it's not just that we know so little about it, but it's so fundamental. Tefillin are really, miniature Sefer Torah. Hilchos Sefer Torah Tefillin Umizosa. Tolas Tulav, Tolano Eschayev. It represents one's connection and relationship with Torah. Lamantia Torah Sashem Beficha. Machlokas about Tefillin is a machlokas about Torah itself. Torah Achas Nasi Shtei Torahs.